There's a pattern to discipleship. God calls, and we respond. Our response involves more than words, however. It involves deeds, notably deeds of repentance. We are unworthy of the graces we receive. We must seek after the life-changing experience that our vocation requires. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. The calling of the brother in this Sunday's gospel evokes Elisha's commissioning by the prophet Elijah. As Elijah comes upon Elisha working on his family's farm, so Jesus sees the brothers working by the seaside. And as Elisha left his mother and father to follow Elijah, so the brothers leave their father to follow after Jesus. Jesus' promise to make them fishers of men evokes Israel's deepest hopes. The prophet Jeremiah announced a new and greater exodus in which God would send many fishermen to restore the Israelites from exile, as once he brought them out of slavery in Egypt, as we'll hear in the scriptures this Sunday. By Jesus' cross and resurrection, this new exodus has already begun, and the apostles are the first of a new people of God, the church, a renewed covenant family based not on blood ties, but on faith in Jesus and the power of the Spirit and a holy desire to do the Father's will. From now on, even our most important worldly concerns, family relations, occupations, and possessions, must be judged in light of the gospel, as St. Paul tells us in this Sunday's epistle. The first word of Jesus' gospel is repent, and it means that we must totally change our way of thinking and living, turning away from evil and doing all for the love of God. And we should be consoled by Nineveh's repentance in this Sunday's first reading. Even the wicked city of Nineveh could repent at Jonah's preaching. And in Jesus, we have a greater than Jonah. We have God Himself come down as our Savior to show sinners the way, as we sing in this Sunday's psalm. This should give us hope that loved ones who remain far from God will find compassion if they turn to Him. But we too must continue along the path of repentance, striving daily to pattern our lives after Christ as His younger brothers and sisters, filled and empowered by His Spirit. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.